as a little time I embrace, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Father, we want to thank you for tonight.
Yes, Lord.
For your beautiful presence that is already in our midst.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you will help us.
Yes.
You will grant us divine assistance.
Yes, Lord.
Help from above. Give us testimonies and miracles. Bible says that on the second day you will revive them. But on the third day, you shall raise them up.
Yes.
So we pray that tonight, whatever is dead, shall rise up.
Oh, yes.
Whatever is not working shall begin to work. Doors shall be open.
Yes.
Life shall be transformed.
Amen.
Testimony shall flow. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Come on, do it better, do it better. Take back your seat. I'm talking to you tonight about what I call commanding divine assistance. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Commanding divine assistance. Now, when you hear the word divine means of God. Everybody say of God. I can't hear you say of God. That means something about God, or something from God, or something of God. So when we say that this is divine, it means the thing is about God. The thing is from God. The thing has to do with God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So when I talk about divine assistance, for assistance, we all know what assistance means. It means to obtain help. It means to be helped. It means to receive some form of help. Say, obi ebwao imwa, someone helping. And so when we talk about divine assistance, we are talking about God helping you, or help that comes from God. Can I hear an amen? Oh, I can't hear you here. Are you here? Can I hear an amen? Amen. So, divine assistance means assistance from heaven. Assistance from God. And every human being, if you will be successful on this earth that was created by God, then you need to have the assistance of God. Because this earth was made by God. And how to succeed and prosper on this earth is only determined by God. And so if you will succeed on this earth, if you will prosper on this earth, then you must have the assistance of God, which we call divine assistance. And my prayer for you is that after tonight's service, everyone here will be connected to divine assistance. Or if your amen is better, you'll be registered among them. Because a lot of people are in life but are struggling without divine assistance. A lot of people are going through life without the assistance of God. They are trying their best. They are doing what they know to do. They are doing what they understand to do. But assistance without God is no assistance. Every man can succeed as far as divine assistance is made available to the person. You cannot succeed beyond the help of God. Tell someone, but you can't make it beyond the help of God. Everyone needs an assistance in life. Everyone needs a helper in life. Everyone needs someone to help them. For example, you look at the life of Paul. Paul was given someone to assist him, and his name is called Barnabas. Jesus needed 12 people to assist him. Amen. called the apostles. Even Elijah had an Elisha who poured water on his hand. Moses had an Aaron who was a spokesperson of Moses, and even went on to have a man by name Er, who held his hands up so that he would not get tired in doing the work of God. He went as far as having a guy who does the physical battles for him, the fight for him. Moses would say, let us go and take the land, but he will not pull a sword. It took Joshua to pull a sword. But God, we still say God used Moses, isn't it? But he couldn't achieve without Joshua. Because all the battles they fought in the wilderness, all what he did was to receive the instruction from God and to lift up his hands in prayer whilst Joshua led the army. So Joshua was the one bleeding. Joshua was the one dodging the arrows. And Moses was on the mountain somewhere. So no man of God can succeed beyond helpers. They may be nobodies, but they are the reason why the ministry works. Because you will receive the direction. As I'm here now, I can declare an evangelistic service. Say, okay, this Sunday, we are all having swollen service. We are having, so everybody, we are doubling the number. Everybody, we are bringing, this our target. My work is not to go and bring the people. My work is to prepare the message that people are coming to listen to. My work is to cry and pray that every demon that will try to stop you will not work. But I need you to go and hold the hands of somebody and bring the person. I hear what I'm saying. So, everyone needs an assistance. Tell somebody you need an assistance. You are not saying it well. Tell the person you need a helper. Jonathan became the helper of David. For David to become a king, upon all the prophecy and the anointing with the horn, he still needed Jonathan to help him to overcome the schemes and the traps of his father. Otherwise, David would have died premature if not for the help of Jonathan. I pray that may Lord Jonathan appear in your life. If your amen is loud, somebody will leave here with divine help and divine assistance. Jacob, when he was in his mother's womb, he received a prophecy that he would become great. But he couldn't become great until Rebecca decided to help. Rebecca said, your brother has gone to look for meat to prepare to give to your father. But I have meat behind the house. Go and bring it. I will prepare it. You don't do anything. I know your father's formula. I know how he wants his soup, how he wants his meat, how he wants. Bring it. I'll do it for you. And before his brother went to struggle and came back, Rebecca had already done some for Jacob. And that is how Jacob became blessed. No matter the prophecy working on your life, you need a human being to make it happen for you. I pray that when you leave this service, that human being is arriving. I said that human being is arriving. Listen, tell somebody, your prayer point is in the pocket of another man. Oh, do you know that? As you are praying, God, give me a job, give me a job. God will not throw a job from heaven. Your prayer point is in the hands of one man's pocket. He can decide to employ you and you will not pray again. The day he decides to marry you, your prayer point is cancelled. Your prayer is in the pocket of another man. It's in the bag of another woman. The day she decides to help you, that day your fees are paid. Some of you, all you need is somebody to mention your name somewhere. The reason why you are still waiting is because that person has refused to mention your name. Like Joseph. No matter the prophecy on the life of Joseph before he left his father's house, he needed a butler and a cupbearer to come to him so that one of them will help him before Pharaoh. And when the butler went, or the cupbearer, was it the cupbearer? He was the one who went back. When the cupbearer went and was restored, he forgot to mention Joseph. The longer he forgot, the more Joseph languished in prison. The day he remembered Joseph was the end of Joseph's prison. So some of you, you are going through what you are going through because a certain human being has forgotten you. A certain human being. Lay your hands on your head. Say, whoever is sitting on my destiny unknowingly. Say, whoever is holding my miracle unknowingly. Say, I sent forth an angel to put pressure. Come on, to put pressure on the systems. To put pressure on those individuals until they release my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Mordecai was destined to become almost like a prime minister. He was like the way they say, where Ben Kumhene, where Nifahene. On the land of Persia, he was supposed to be the chief of the Jews, to represent the Jews in the kingdom. And yet, he was a beggar at the entrance of the palace. He was a beggar. He was sitting there. When people are passing, they greet him. Good morning, good morning. He had no business. He was a nobody. Meanwhile, in his DNA was a chief. In his DNA was a prime minister for the children of Israel. Until that day when the Lord said, and the Lord troubled King Ahasuerus, and he had nightmares and could not sleep. And that night, he was so troubled in his bed. Oh, Daniel Noah, not Daniel Noah, not Daniel Noah, but I am into me day. I am into me day. Then it occurred to him that, and I said, Obi Wawa, it was said, Miena Doya Minye. Obi Wawa, why you papa be a me rewarding? And the Bible said that he requested, and his servant brought him the book of records. And he opened. When he opened, there were many things that have been done for the chief, but some way, somehow, his eyes only fell on what a gentleman by name Mordecai did years ago. And then he said, this guy called Mordecai, who did this for me many, many years ago, has he been rewarded? Then they said, no, you did nothing for him. He said, go and call him for me. That was what changed the life of Mordecai. Your blessing is in the pocket of another man. But I declare right now, may the angel of rescue locate that man, locate that woman, and bring you that blessing. If you are the one, your amen will show. Your amen will show. Your helpers are coming. Your assistants are coming. The people who show you favor are coming. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for them. God doesn't want us to look to men, even though our blessings are connected to men. God still doesn't want us to look to men as our source, because the help is divine. It's divine assistance. It's from God. Just that it passes through human beings. In other words, it comes through the pipe. It's like water is from Ghana, water, whatever, but comes through a certain pipe to your house. So the human beings are the channel. So God doesn't want you to look to the human being. Tell the one by you, God doesn't want you to look to the human being. He wants you to look up to him. Even though your blessing is connected to a human being, your blessing comes from God. Just that he has given it to a human being to hand it over to you. That's the meaning of what I'm trying to say. Why is it that God doesn't want you to look to a human being? Because number one, all blessings come from God and not human beings. I've just established that. All good things, James 1, all good and perfect gifts comes from above. Say, everything I'm looking for comes from God. You know, the reason why I like you to say it, because it registers in your spirit. Say it again. Say, everything my heart is after is located with God. So, even though a certain man or woman may deliver it to you, it is actually coming from God. Because all good and perfect gifts comes from him. Number two, man can order you against God. That is why you must not look to man. So we need to That's when the person tells you that, come and let's have sex, you are afraid. The reason is because you are afraid to offend him. and not offend God because you think your marriage is being made possible by him or by her. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By the time your beloved says, hey, why? You go to church too much. You want to stop going to church so that you can be visiting her and taking her for parties. Because you think that if she doesn't marry you, no beautiful girl will marry you. But the day you come to understand that help or assistance or blessing comes from God and not from that human being, from that day you will not plead the human being against God. I hear what I'm saying. Even if the person is the one sponsoring you, he's the one giving you scholarship and decides to mess up with you, if either you decide to please him or you decide to please God, who are you going to be afraid of? Are you going to be afraid of the fact that, hey, where do you have my school fees? Semikadabia, don't you have my school fees? You may school drop out. Or you are going to trust God. If you know where the money is coming from, the fees is coming from, and you know it is not the human being, listen to me, let me tell you something. In this economy of Ghana, nobody does good for nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, talk to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, in this economy of Ghana, Obin Tusikan Tunchinio. Are you hearing me? Even if somebody dashes you 5 cedis, it's favor. So it takes God to touch the heart of someone for the person to say, Vegeti, Fati, Koyeti. It takes God because it's an inhuman thing. So being chased car. Where are those standing in the traffic? How many people give them money when those cars are passing? Ask them. They will tell you that on my name. Because even people don't give gifts. And so if somebody is sponsoring you, or somebody is helping you, or somebody is bringing you assistance, it is because there is someone in heaven that touches the heart of the person. There is someone in heaven that has turned the heart of the person. So the one that you must really focus on is the one in heaven who is making that thing happen for you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Oh, amen. Come on, are you here? Amen. Man can turn you against God. Genesis 3:17. And unto Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree which I commanded, saying you shall not eat, cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of your life. Because you have listened to the voice of man. God himself said that I'll make you a helper, and gave Adam Eve. Yet God came back and said, because you have allowed Eve to turn you against me, you are cursed. So the reason why you must not look to man solely as your blessing is because man can turn you against God. By the time he's the one helping you, he will say, Sunday morning, he said, come to my house, come and wash. Because he's the one helping you. And you are afraid of him than you are afraid of God. So you will cancel your appointment and go and meet your business partner because he's the one who is making the business work. So you cancel your church appointment and go and meet one customer because when he buys in large quantity. So the moment you hear his call, oh, sorry, them call, fear, sorry, now call. You fear man than God. Ask someone, do you fear man than God? God doesn't want us to look to man because man will turn us against God. For today, may no man turn you against God. I said, may no man turn you against God. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. The reason why God doesn't want you to look to man for assistance is because the help of man is vain without God. The help of man is nothing if God doesn't help you. If man says, mebwaw, and God says, memwaw, the help of man will not do anything. No man can help you if God doesn't help you. So the help of man will take you nowhere if God doesn't help you. Psalm 60:11 is that give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Give us help from trouble because vain is the help of man. That means that if you don't help us, when man helps us, it will still take us nowhere. May God help you. May you have divine assistance. I said, may you have divine assistance. The reason why God doesn't want you to focus on man for assistance is because there are things that man cannot help you, but only God. There are situations that man cannot help you. Only God can help you. There are situations that man can, but there are situations that only God can help you. So if your focus is man, what will you do when you get to the place where man cannot help you? Who will you go to? That is where you try to hang yourself. But I declare that the help of God shall reach you timely. The help of God shall meet you at the right time. 2 Kings 6:24. So, and it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that all the people host. Now, this story has to do with what happened to the children of Israel when there was famine. And one woman in verse 26 said, "Oh, king, help me." And then the king turned to him in verse 27 and said, "How can I help you if God does not help you? How can I help you if God does not help you? How can I help you if God does not help you?" Most people who are around me, that by the grace of God, I am privileged to be the one helping them, or to be the one paying maybe their bills or something, from time immemorial till now, there's something common I normally do. Anytime they come to me to tell me something, or maybe, "Daddy, I need this," or "Daddy, they say we should buy this," or "Daddy, they say we should do that," the first thing that I tell them is that pray to God that God will give me so I can give you. Amen. Because if God doesn't release it, I can't give you. Because I will not have it. Whatever I have is something God gave me. So if God doesn't bring the money at that time, you'll be waiting in vain. I'll promise you in vain. The reason is because I understand that there is nothing that I can get unless God gives me. And I want you to know that your mother cannot give you unless God gives her. Your father cannot help you unless God helps you. Your boss cannot assist you unless God gives that assistance. Your husband cannot even give you unless God touches his heart. Until God gives, no man can give you. So before you ask any man or woman for anything, the first person you should have prayed to is who? Come on, talk to me. Is who? Come on, talk to me. Is who? So anytime you are about to go for any meeting, anywhere, you need any contract, you need anything anywhere, the first person you must contact is God. That is why we pray. That is why we pray. That is why we talk to God. "God, as I am going, let him give me this. Let her agree. As I go to request for this, let it be released." Because you cannot receive anything unless God first gives you. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Clap your two hands for Jesus. What happens to you when you command divine assistance? When you command divine assistance, number one, men will be interested in you to assist you. When you are working in divine assistance, when God is working or helping you, what are the things that happen? Number one, people would like to help you. Human beings will assist you. 2 Kings 6:27. The king said, "How can I help you if the Lord does not help you?" So no human being can help you unless God helps you. So men will only be interested in you and will help you when God is interested in you. Number two, when God releases divine assistance, your enemies will even help you. When God releases divine assistance, you'll be shocked that your enemies will be fighting for you. It happened to Joseph. When God was helping Joseph, when they were about to bury him alive in the pit and kill him, one of his enemies, who is his brother, rose up and said, "No, do not kill him. Rather, let us sell him off to this group of people who are going there so that he will be a slave." And the Bible says that he did that with the intention that he wanted to save him and send him to his father. His own enemy, who didn't like him, started helping him. And that is what saved the life of Joseph. I declare that from tonight, even your enemies will start fighting for you. When there is a meeting going on that is in your disfavor, or that will be against you, may God raise one of your enemies to start talking for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. I said, let me hear your loudest amen. Genesis 37:26. That is what happened. Number three, when God is helping you, he provides for you using strangers and from unexpected places. He provides for you using strangers and from unexpected places. Listen to me. When you want to see a man who is enjoying divine assistance, if you want to see a man, then you can say that you will see that strange people come into his life. You know, people, they normally don't rely on mother, father, a notable uncle, or somebody rich in the family. Like, places you think help will come from, that's not where help comes from. If you want to see someone that God is really helping, help comes from places that nobody has a hand in it. Help comes from places where the family don't even know. Help comes from places where people can't even explain. That is how God helps such people. It happened to Elijah. When there was famine on the land, God decided to help Elijah not to die of hunger. Bible says that God sent a bird. It was a bird that was coming every morning to drop bread. The bird would go and pick bread and come and drop it. Go and pick, come and drop it. Go and pick, come and drop it. Like that morning until Elijah had eaten. Then afternoon, the bird will come again. Bring bread several times. Gather it. Then Elijah will come and eat. Then evening, the bird will go and gather bread. In farming, which bird will share his bread with you? When there is no food anywhere, the bird is rather even relying on your bread. And you went to prophesy that there should not be rain. It will come who you hear that. Because a come now about who Elijah, who now I come nearby. But the Bible says that, and God said unto him, go, 1 Kings 17, read it. Go to the river brook, yes, and drink from the, I have commanded ravens. And people who have studied into animals have described the raven as one of the selfish birds on earth. Now, the bird raven is so selfish that when they give birth, they even eat their own egg. Like, when they lay egg, that's a common thing. Or they don't boom, ba, or benum egg, nina. Like, he doesn't care about anybody. Even his own egg, he will eat it. The raven is so wicked that when he hatches the egg, it doesn't feed the child. When he hatches the chick, it doesn't feed it. In fact, a journey on it, chick, no, a cool journey, no. That is how the raven is. So, for that raven to carry bread from the mountain and bring it to you, and his mouth is small, so it will not satisfy Elijah. So, what to satisfy Elijah will be several rounds of bread, pieces of bread dropping. And the raven will do that morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon, evening. If it is not God, who else will tell that raven to do that kind of work? An irresponsible bird, wicked bird. But you see, when God wants to prove to your enemies and to people that he is the one in charge, he doesn't use your mother to take care of you. He doesn't use your father to take care of you. Huh? What he will do with you, he doesn't even use your own husband. He will use a stranger. I declare that from today, I sent forth the angels of God to come all over from Africa to Europe, to Asia to Australia, wherever your stranger is, who has an answer to that prayer request, I declare that they will find you before this year ends. If your amen is loud, it will happen for you. They will find you before this year ends. You see, some of them, they have to travel from their country to your country. I declare it to happen in the name of Jesus. Some of them, they have to leave where they are and come and stay in your area. I declare that they will locate you in the name of Jesus. Some of them, they have to change their jobs and come to your office. They will come there in the name of Jesus. Whoever has a solution to what you are looking for, may that stranger find you. So that you will know that divine assistance is working for you. Clap your two hands together for them. Do it better. Do it better. When divine assistance is working for someone, God interferes with nature and creates the ordinances in order to see him win. Joshua 10 verse 13. If you want to see someone that is enjoying divine assistance, one of the things that you will see is that God breaks protocol. What is the protocol? Lay down procedures. Oh, for you to get this, you have to go through this, go for an interview, get this certificate, do this, do that. Then you know that, oh, this one is natural. But when God is helping a person, he breaks protocol. You see that they said, unless you have this number of years experience, but this person doesn't have it. Unless you have this certificate, but this person doesn't have. Unless you have an experience in this area, but this person doesn't have, and still he's the one who gets the job. That's a sign of what divine assistance. In Joshua chapter 10 verse 30, Joshua was fighting one of the battles in the days of Moses. And the Bible says, it was getting dark. And the enemy, they are good at fighting at night. Because they are more of soldiers. See, the children of Israel, they were not soldiers. They were farmers. They were not soldiers. It's just because they were right, they have to defend themselves, but they were not soldiers. But they were the nations who have their own army established. And they were fighting them. So they have been trained to fight at night. But Joshua and his people, they don't have any training. They are farmers and shepherds. How do they fight even in the night? The Bible says that, and Joshua prayed. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed or stopped, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. And this is even written in a historic book called the Book of Jasher. There's a book in Israel like that. That thing is even recorded in it. In the days of Joshua, Joshua prayed, and the sun stopped moving, and the moon stopped moving. And you will not understand it unless you studied eclipse. And the movement of the sun and the moon and the earth. How many of you studied it in school? A little geography, a little. A little. Because we have been told, okay, when you draw the solar system, you understand that the movement of the earth around the sun is what brings what? Day and night. Is that it? You did more in the university. So explain it.
All right. So the rotation of the earth is what brings about day and night. So for Joshua to command for the sun not to move means commanding the earth to stand still.
That means that he commanded and the earth stopped moving around the sun. And what is the meaning of that? What does he mean?
So, all the planets move in orbit. Yes. And all of them, so every solar system, all of them move at the same time. And they don't cross each other. So, it means that if it stops that way, it means that the whole solar system paused a halt.
Yes. And you on Earth, so you are not seeing anything. And it means that time has stopped moving. Yes. Time is no longer going to move. She said, about 6, another about 2, a better 2 was her aim. Because movement of the sun, and then time, and then season, rainy season, dry season, this and your money never. So it means that he has stopped time. Try to stop time and let him. It is your watch you stop, but you can't stop time. After you have to reset your watch, true or not true. But a man, a human being like you and I, stop time. Stop the movement of the sun, the moon, or the planet. Stop it. You see? And that means that it was not even rotating on it as it. And that can also bring something.
Yes, so that's all has what it brings.
So, the Bible says that he stopped the sun from moving and the moon until he has not. So, if it was morning, now omuku ya ne edu baye four. We won't say isume eba afe omuhu said the eku amashi and said the eku enumere. And he prayed, then the sun stood still
It's above 4, no? Above 4. Ah, my dear Chie. Still above 4 p.m. Still, still above 4 p.m. That is the meaning. When 12 o'clock doesn't move, for the next 2 days, it's still 12 o'clock. Yeah, we are in this. Say, when God is helping a man. And the Bible says that's what helped them. They defeated that army and destroyed that army. I declare that any protocol in your family that says that Peni and Wari, Akito and Wari, that says that Obibiare Nihonuma Utimi Wari Wabishemo, that says that Obibiare Nihonuma Utimi, that says that Obibiare Nihonuma Utimi Bishemo Utimi Yese, all those protocols, I command them to be suspended because of you. I command them to be suspended because of you. I command them to be suspended because of you. And I declare that you will break all protocols. And you will succeed. Because you are enjoying divine assistance. Clap your children together for the Lord. When God is helping you, He gives you supernatural experiences and occurrences. In Joshua chapter 10 verse 11, one of the times, when they were fighting, the people were more than them. So God opened the heavens and started raining stones of fire. So, and the Bible says that the people that Israel killed with their sword were few. And the people that died because of the stones that came from heaven to kill them were more. That means that God killed more than Joshua killed. When God is helping you, you learn small, but you pass everyone. When God is helping you, your money is small, but you get more than others. When God is helping you, you don't do much, yet you gain much. I declare from today that God will help you. I said God will help you. I said God will help you. I said God will help you. When you enjoy divine assistance, your enemies turn against themselves. One of the days, in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4, when in the days of Jehoshaphat, the Bible says that three nations gathered to fight Israel. And they lifted up their voice to sing. Then the enemy started fighting themselves. There was confusion amongst them. May there be confusion in the camp of your enemies. May they start coming. See, they will come and tell you. Then tomorrow, that better you realize, people who are ganged up against you, now they are fighting your house. Then they are beating themselves. Then they are revealing their secrets. And the thing that they plan about you, that is how God helps a man. When it turns your head. Listen, those who are planning against you in your office, one of these days, they will be turned against themselves. Listen, after you leave this place in prayer, any group of people that are conspiring in your house, in your family house, in your workplace, where you stay, against you, God will expose them. And they will be confused. Clap your two hands for the Lord. When God is helping you, He will bring judgment against your enemies. He judges your enemies. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. Number 8, He will give favor before your superiors and potential helpers. When God is helping you, He makes people like you. He will give you favor before people. So who say, Nyamea Bobia, Oman Kofo Penasem, Oman is favor. Everybody gets there and they struggle, but Nunko Juwa, Ubibe decided, say, I'll help. Oh, I'll do this to help. It's like the person has favor. That is what happened to Joseph. Bible says, and Joseph found favor in the sight of Potiphar, and he took him in to become his servant, and he made him an overseer over his house and all that he had. I pray for you that because of your destiny, may you have favor. You didn't see an amen at all. I said, because of your destiny, may you have favor. Because of what you are praying about this year, may you have favor. Because of what you are looking for, may you have favor. And then last but one, when somebody is enjoying divine assistance, God stays with him practically, or God walks with him. God abides with him practically. Like in the case of Joseph, Genesis 39 verse 2, the Bible says, and God was with Joseph. God was with him. So when God is helping you, He will be with you. May God be with you. May God be with you. And then finally, He will cause you to prosper in whatever you do. Verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made him to prosper in whatever he did. When God is with you, He will make you prosper. When God is helping you, whatever you touch increases. Everybody will do it and it will fail. But only you, when you do it, it seems to work. That's a sign that you are enjoying divine assistance. And I'm telling you, somebody here, that after we pray tonight, and the hand of God comes upon you, the anointing of God comes upon you, you are going to enjoy divine assistance. I said you are going to enjoy divine assistance. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.